Free, visit windownation.com. Steve Drisner, WTOP Traffic.
Here's 7 News First Alert Meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunday forecast calls for sunshine and a few passing clouds. Highs in the mid-80s, about 15 degrees above average for this time of year. And a southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight into the 60s. Some clouds early with clear conditions by tomorrow morning. Light southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 65 degrees in Fort Washington, 63 in Ashburn, and 65 in Rockville.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Lynn Bowie, and coming up, a stabbing death outside Audi Field. We'll have the investigation. And why there was a brief lockdown at American University last night.
An Arlington Schools employee is being held on child porn charges. I'm Dick Iuliano.
A new survey finds a high percentage of parents are lonely. I'm Jenny Glick.
What's D.C.'s top dog name?
It is completely unique to D.C.
I'm Gigi Barnett.
Here's CBS News at 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. At least one person has died in Oklahoma where tornadoes ripped through several communities overnight. KWTV reporter Addie Crawford's in Sulphur, where she reports significant damage.
Power is out. Street lights are out as well. We are trying to get to downtown, actually, where streets are closed. We saw a steady stream of water covering downtown streets. The sheriff's office in Murray County, they tell News 9, downtown Sulphur took a direct hit.
The storms destroyed hundreds of homes in both Oklahoma and Iowa. Meteorologist Mark Chenard's with the National Weather Service, and he says that storm system's now shifting east.
We have ongoing thunderstorms this morning across portions of Texas into Oklahoma. This activity is going to move eastward through the day, may redevelop, intensify.
More tornadoes, heavy rain, and hail are expected. A new CBS News poll shows voters aren't thrilled with their options for president in November, but CBS's Jennifer DePinto says some issues are keeping them engaged.
Negative views of the economy are playing to Trump's advantage, while issues like democracy and abortion are helping keep Biden competitive.
Biden got to show off his comedic chops last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington and made a couple cracks about his age.
I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
SNL's Colin Jost hosted the event. Outside, pro-Palestinian protesters were demanding the Biden administration stop providing military funds and weapons to Israel. Harvey Weinstein spent the last few days in a hospital in New York.
Harvey Weinstein's attorney says the disgraced movie mogul is at a New York City hospital for a host of tests after being moved to Rikers Island Jail Friday. He arrived there from the upstate prison he's been in since his 2020 rape conviction. His 23-year prison sentence has now been erased, and he's set to be in court Wednesday, where his attorney says they'll ask that a retrial should occur after Labor Day.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. The United Auto Workers Union reached a deal with Daimler Truck just in time for its contract to expire with 7,000 workers in North Carolina. Union President Sean Fain.
When this deal is ratified, you'll get a 10% pay increase. 6 months later, another 3%. 6 months after that, another 3%.
That union deal keeps workers from going on strike. Meantime, character performers at Disneyland in California have filed a petition now to unionize. That effort comes more than four decades after workers at Disney Parks in Florida joined a union. They want more dependable scheduling from Disney. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 11:03 on Sunday, April 28th. 66 degrees, a warming trend starts today. Highs in the 80s. Good morning, I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. A man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police responded about 6:30 last evening, and when they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. A suspect is in custody. The incident happened about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders. It did not affect kickoff time at Audi Field, and the team is working with investigators.
An employee of Arlington Public Schools is facing child porn charges. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports the man is being held without bond.
18-year-old Matthew Pineda of Fairfax has been employed by the Arlington Schools Extended Day Program, a before and after school program that serves more than 4,000 children. Arlington County Police say Pineda, assigned to Abington Elementary School in the Shirlington neighborhood, displayed pornography to three children. Police say they are also searching for possible additional victims. Pineda is being held without bond, and he's charged with possession of child pornography and assault and battery. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
There was a brief lockdown at American University last night after students said they saw a man brandishing a weapon. Happened around 6 at Nebraska Avenue in Ward Circle. Shortly after that, police arrested a suspect. D.C. police detectives continue to investigate a pair of shooting incidents from earlier this weekend, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Constitution Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least 6 people were hurt, 5 hospitalized but are expected to be okay. The 6th victim refused treatment. Police do have a suspect in those shootings and identify him as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. A weapon was recovered at the scene. Some 3 hours later, early Saturday, officers responded to a shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. They say a 43-year-old Maryland man was killed inside the restaurant. Kenneth Goins of Salisbury had been shot several times. Police are looking for 2 suspects in that incident. One was wearing a white or gray sweatshirt and riding a motorcycle. D.C. is cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports the city is using cameras to catch cars that aren't stopping.
Initially, 25 of the city's over 600 school buses will have stop arm cameras. Starting Monday, drivers who pass a school bus with its stop signs activated will get a warning.
It's really difficult to capture violators if you're relying on NPD to happen to be there when it happens.
Sharon Kirschbaum is acting director of D.C.'s Department of Transportation.
When a vehicle passes a school bus that has stopped and the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing, we capture a video of the vehicle.
2 people will then review the video before a ticket is issued. After 45 days, drivers who are caught passing a stopped bus will get a $500 fine.
We're really enthusiastic about the impact it's going to have for our school buses and our vulnerable riders on those buses.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Some information now for dog lovers. The most popular dog breed in D.C. is Fit for City Living, and the most common name for the dog in the district is unlike most others.
If you live in Maryland with a dog, it's most likely a golden retriever named Molly. How about Virginia? Dog owners there want Labrador retrievers called Bella. But in D.C., the 7-pound, 8-inch Yorkshire Terrier reigns supreme. And the most common dog name in the district? Bub.
No other state's top name is Bub, or really shows up a lot in our data.
Claudia Phillips is with the consumer website MarketWatch Guides. It researched each state's most popular breed and dog name. D.C. dog owners may choose Yorkies because at about $1,200 a year, they're light on the purse.
A lot of the more metro areas and the city areas enjoy the smaller breeds.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News, the luxury business is losing its sparkle. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Weather on the 8th to Steve Dressner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Sandy. We're seeing it a bit slow on the northbound side of 95 in Maryland. Some brake lights after leaving 198 in Laurel. It's going to be slow approaching the rest area, but otherwise we're good to go all the way up to the Baltimore Beltway. No current issues along the BW Parkway. Capitol Beltway for now behaving throughout Prince George's County and Montgomery County. No current delays along the 270 corridor, but we'll stay in Montgomery County. We do have a detour of sorts, the major railroad intersection at Randolph Road and Neble Street. We do have the gates malfunctioning. They have been down for quite some time. We do have Montgomery County Police there. CSX has been notified. So all eastbound traffic on Randolph, of course, must turn on Neble Street. The westbounders on the other side must make the turn in either direction onto Park Lawn Drive. In the district, as we're seeing through our COBIC consulting traffic cameras, we are a bit backed up northbound 395 freeway. Coming over the 14th Street Bridge, it's going to be slow all the way up to Main Avenue. After that, a pretty decent ride all the way to the 11th Street Bridge. No problems on the southbound side. And DC 295 getting a bit backed up. Also, volume delays in both directions, boroughs up to Pennsylvania Avenue. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses, affordable. Never looked so good. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
To 7U's First Alert meteorologist, Jordan Evans.
Tracking your Sunday forecast, sunshine and a few passing clouds. Temperatures way above the average this time of year in the mid-80s. We should be at 73. 86 is the forecast for today with winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s, so a mild start to your Monday morning. Tomorrow afternoon, near 90 degrees. If we reach 90, it will be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans, the First Alert Weather Center.
66 degrees in Manassas. It's 66 at Metro Center and 63 in Frederick. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's 1110. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Andrew O'Day.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It's been a great post-pandemic run for the luxury business.
Usually the luxury market grows around 3, 4%. We have seen three consecutive years of 7%.
Rashid Mohammed Rashid is chairman of luxury fashion house Valentino. So what about this year? 7%?
This year started with an expectation that the luxury markets will grow between 2 to 4%. My personal feeling, it will be flat.
So what happened? A tipping point in inflation.
Anything that is luxury and exclusive, almost double in price in the last few years.
Luxury shoppers typically are made up of two kinds of people. The rich, who don't have to worry about inflation, but also the so-called aspirational, people in the middle and upper middle classes who are curtailing spending. They still want luxury, just not so much luxury stuff.
We have seen a significant shift in spending from goods to experience. Travelers are spending more on hospitality, on restaurants, on different aspects of entertainment.
Memories over merchandise. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Andrew O'Day on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, a Maryland sheriff's deputy is arrested after he turned himself in. It's 11:11.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
responsibly. B21.
Coming up, we have word of a new study that shows many parents feel lonely. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Did you know dental health is more than just a good smile? It's critical to your overall health. Dave Preston here, smiling and feeling better after my visits to the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Their highly trained team of dental experts can help you overcome your fear of the dentist with Sedation Dentistry. And Cascades One is a revolutionary full mouth implant solution that can create your perfect smile in less than a day. Two locations, Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascade Center in Burke. Make a no obligation appointment today. 866-25-SLEEP or visit cascades1.com.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 11:14. A St. Mary's County, Maryland sheriff's deputy has been arrested on charges of second-degree assault. The sheriff's office says 29-year-old Deputy Donald Anthony Shoebrooks called the non-emergency line Saturday afternoon to say he was involved with a domestic dispute with his girlfriend at his home in Lexington Park. Deputies discovered that Shoebrooks and his girlfriend were involved in an argument that escalated into a physical altercation. They say that she suffered minor injuries but did not require medical attention. Shoebrooks was arrested. He's been placed on emergency suspension with pay pending the outcome of an internal investigation and the criminal investigation. Every day, the crews working to clear the scene of the Key Bridge debris. Keep in mind, they are also working on a scene where lives were lost. But there are plans for the future, and those do include a new bridge. WTOP's Kate Ryan talked to the administrator at the Port of Baltimore on what that could look like.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, says it's not just about how the new Key Bridge would look, but how it would function, including taking into account the size of the ships that come into the Port of Baltimore. The original Key Bridge was built long before the massive container ships of today became standard.
Department of Transportation right now is working on what that ultimately means. Is it a width issue? Is it a height issue? But ultimately, all of that plays into a cost issue as well. If you go higher and the spans begin to move out a little bit, what are the environmental considerations and what are the cost considerations associated with that?
Tuesday, Governor Wes Moore said in a news conference that the state will move aggressively, but that there are no details yet on what the design will look like. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It can certainly keep you busy when you're raising a child or children, but WTOP's Jenny Glick tells us that can also contribute to feeling lonely.
Two-thirds of parents polled by Ohio State University reported experiencing isolation and loneliness. 62% reported feeling burned out, and close to 80% said they would like more connections with other parents. Researcher Kate Gollig tells the NBC Today show,
parents that identify as having burnout often are also identified as being very lonely.
How to counteract loneliness? Experts suggest trying to find other parents to connect with at school, online, or in parenting groups based around activities you enjoy. And it's okay to come clean if you're having a rough day. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
One person is dead after an early Saturday morning crash in Montgomery County. Officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. They followed and came across a two-car accident. The driver of a Honda, a woman, was dead at the scene. A passenger in the Dodge was injured and taken to the hospital. The male driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash but was soon picked up by police. The investigation continues. A quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Campus anti-war protesters dig in from New York to California as universities and police in some areas take action. Residents begin going through the rubble after tornadoes hammer parts of Nebraska and Iowa. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 11:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All right, with the blue skies coming out, and we'll take a trip eastbound. Route 50 from the Capitol Beltway out to the Eastern Shore. First stop, Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Currently, two lanes open eastbound, three westbound. No delays in either direction, but you're good to go all the way out to the Y Mills area. Staying in Maryland, traffic moving nicely on the Capitol Beltway throughout Prince George's County and Montgomery County. We are now seeing a bit of a delay southbound 95. It's going to be off and on delays coming down from Calverton to the Beltway and southbound over on the BW Parkway. You're going to tap the brakes just a bit from 32 down to 197. all clear along the 270 corridor, still dealing with a closure in the Rockville area on Randolph Road at Neble Street. At last report, the railroad gates do remain down. CSX has been notified, so if you're traveling on the eastbound side of Randolph, you have to make the turns at Neble Street. If you're over on the other side of the tracks heading westbound, you must turn onto Park Lawn Drive. In Virginia, traffic remains slow. Inner loop, those delays begin at the toll road down to the American Legion Bridge. And we are seeing a bit of a delay on the southbound side of 95 from Lorton over the Occoquan. It's going to be busy from Dale City all the way down to Triangle. Once you're south of Triangle, it opens up nicely all the way down to the Fredericksburg area. Mother's Day is coming up. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on great gifts for mom, and she's certainly going to love them, and all for $15 and under. Get low prices every day at Macy's Backstage. Find a store near you at macysbackstage.com. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds today. Temperatures into the 80s this afternoon. Evening temperatures quite comfortable in the 70s. And it'll be warm for this time of year by the morning hours, only down to 65 by early tomorrow. In the afternoon on your Monday, for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny. Very warm again. Temperatures near 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. And if we get to 90, it'll be ahead of schedule by about 2.5 weeks. Typically that happens by May 16th. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows into the 60s again. Then Tuesday we'll have slightly cooler temperatures, but eventually some storm chances. Only slight chance for Tuesday and Wednesday, and by next weekend again. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
69 degrees in Upper Marlboro, 64 in Woodbridge, it's 67 in Washington. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP.
A crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
We're news in 90 seconds.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 11:22. I'm Sandy Kozel. Thanks for being with us. Additional charges are pending after a car crash in Manassas turns fatal. More from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Inside Nova reports the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia has awarded more than $800,000 to 49 local organizations. The funding comes from the foundation's 2024 Community Investment Funds, Environment Fund, and Ross Roberts Fund for the Arts. The grants are awarded on a competitive basis and are supported by charitable endowments managed by the foundation. The goal is to address current and emerging needs in the region. For a list of those organizations, you can go to InsideNova.com. A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donation. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far in the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Many students are deciding now to skip college and attend trade schools instead. ABC's Alexis Christophorus reports the corporate world is taking notice.
Walmart, among the companies now removing college degree requirements from some corporate jobs that pay six-figure salaries. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the CEO of Walmart U.S. says having the right skills can sometimes be more important than having the right degree.
Let's say you wanted to be a technician, or a truck driver, or a robot tech, or a pharmacy tech. We have those programs where you can do that on the job while you're working, and they lead to great careers.
It's 11:25.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Well, Rob Woodfork, another chance for the Caps?
Yeah, the return home not triumphant in Game 3 at Capital One Arena, so they are desperately in need of a win tonight in Game 4. What needs to happen to dodge a series sweep, Spencer Carberry?
I haven't minded our 5-on-5 game. We're making some mistakes on special teams. The shorthanded goals, those can't happen this time of year. We're not doing a nearly a good enough job on the power play. The puck recoveries have been a real struggle. They're pressuring O. He's having to put it on the rim. We've got to do a better job with being able to alleviate pressure.
All right, did you get all that? That's a